Friends, here we'll start our discussion on some other types of joining together. That means it is not joint venture, or it is not merger, or it is not amalgamation, or it may not be a consolidation. There is some different types of joining together, or it means different type of togetherness between the companies that we are going to discuss in this chapter, which will further enhance the scope for the corporates to have an entity which, according to their strategy, may reap the profit for them. So our objective in this chapter is to understand other forms of the corporate collaboration which are beyond the merger and acquisition, focusing on joint ventures and amalgamation. You will also understand the concept of structure, strategic purpose in the business growth for the restructuring. Regulatory framework consisting of various regulatory authorities, understanding benefit, risk and challenges. And we will also explore the technology, digital integration and risk management systems. Our presentation mainly focuses on joint venture amalgamation and additional consideration in Indian context. Only few, right? So let us start. The merger and acquisitions, these are widely recognized forms of the corporate restructuring, and joint venture and joining together, these are the other modes of strategic objective. So the other modes of joining together consist of joint venture, amalgamation, and they achieve the strategic goals. So joint venture enables the two or more entities to come together for the technology expertise while making the preferred route, market entry, as well as technology transfer, risk sharing, particularly in India, where the foreign investors are often partner with the domestic firms. On the other hand, the amalgamation is involving the blending of the two or more companies into a single entity, allowing the economics of the scale, operations synergy, financial stability and market expansion. Let us see one by one. First one is a joint venture. What is joint venture? Joint venture is a strategic alliance where two or more entities come together, as I explained now, to pursue the specific business objective. Like merger and acquisition, joint venture involve in cooperation without complete integration. Partners pool, resource, capital, technology and expertise to achieve the mutual goal, such as market entry, product innovation and risk sharing. Joint venture is widely favored in India with a foreign multinational seeking their entry into highly regulated but promising market, as well as many times Indian companies seeking the access to the advanced technology, global distribution, network and funding. Now there are various forms of the joint venture in India. One is an equity-based joint venture. Equity-based. The separate legal entity is formed, which may be limited liability partnership firm, or equity participation, which reflects the ownership like 51-49, 50-50, etc. Right? Then contractual joint venture, another type. Contractual joint venture means there will be an agreement. There will be an agreement, or you can say contract, between the partners without forming a new entity. This is suitable for the short-term projects like infrastructure construction or research and development. Okay, then public-private partnership, PPP, public-private partnership, joint venture. Here what happens, the collaboration between the government and the private firms happens. Because private is always private and public means there is a government stake. So this is used for the infrastructure, transportation, healthcare, renewable energy, right? International joint venture consists of cross-border JVs or joint venture. These foreign companies partners with Indian firms to leverage the local network like, and they have to follow the FDI regulation, foreign direct investment regulations. Now, legal and regulatory framework in India, Companies Act 2013, which governs the joint venture corporation, joint venture incorporation, broad structure and shareholders agreement. Under Foreign Exchange Management Act 1999, Companies Act 2002, Income Tax Act 1961, and sector-specific regulations for the defense, insurance, where there will be 74% FDI is permitted by the government, and as far as telecom is concerned, the 100% FDI is allowed with certain conditions. Now, strategic importance of the joint venture. What is the strategic importance? Strategy is to enter into the market. The foreign firms enter into Indian market if they have, if the foreign company is investing in Indian company, right? Then technology transfer and innovation. Indian companies gain an access to cutting edge technology and patents, right? Then risk sharing and cost reduction. Risk sharing, that is financial risk sharing in capital and capital intensive industries like energy, infrastructure and defense. Strengthening the supply chain and distribution. Due to this joint venture, domestic firms offer established a distribution network while foreign firms bring the capital and branding. The government alignment, joint venture supports the, some of the government initiatives like Make in India, Digital India, Atmanirbhar Bharat by promoting the local manufacturer and the skill development. There are challenges, in, challenges and risk in the joint venture also. Cultural and managerial differences. This always hinders or mismatches in decision-making style, HR practices, etc. Now, control governance issue, control and governance issue. There is always dispute regarding the board control, voting right and management authority. Then profit sharing conflict. Unless there is a proper agreement, there will be a disagreement over the dividend policy and reinvestment versus repatriation. Then exit and termination complexities are also there. That is one of the limitations, you can say, because of lack of clear tax, clear exit clauses often leads to the prolonged legal disputes. Regulatory and taxation changes, transfer of price, transfer pricing issue comes when there is a cross-border JV, because profit earned in Indian rupees, when it is repatriated into foreign currency, then there will be how it is to be managed, that is transfer pricing. So frequent changes in foreign direct investment policies causes uncertainty. Then there will be a risk management in JV. Risk management is always there in any company. In joint venture also, there will be risk management. In the, under the risk management, what is required to do, we do is a due diligence. They assess the partner's financial, legal status and reputation. Clear JV agreement should be there in place. Technology safeguard has to be protected as far as the Intellectual Property Act through the licensing and patents, licensing and patent. Then regulatory compliance system. They use RegTech solution for compliance monitoring and digital governance tool like blockchain based JV contract, joint venture contract, or AI-driven project monitoring are being adopted currently in India. There are a few cases in this. One is a Tata Starbucks JV joint venture. Then Maruti Suzuki JV with Suzuki Motors of Japan. Then Hero Honda. Then Delhi Metro Rail Corporation. These are some of something about the joint venture. Now we look into the amalgamation. Amalgamation concept is not a old, is not a new. The amalgamation is the form of corporate restructuring where two or more companies combine to form a single new entity. Or one new company absorbs the another, leading to a dissolution of the transferor company and company. That we have seen in amalgamation, merger and amalgamation. Okay. the primary aim of this amalgamation is to achieve the synergy, efficiency, etc. And unlike the joint venture in which entities collaborate while retaining the independence, the amalgamation leads to loss of separate legal indemnities of the combining firm. There are various types of amalgamation. Amalgamation in nature of merger. 1. All assets and liabilities of the transferor company becomes those of transferee company. Then shareholding, at least 90% of the value in the transferor company becomes the shareholders in transferee company and considered as a pooling of interest. Considered as a pooling of interest method accounting. Amalgamation in nature of purchase. If amalgamation happens after purchasing the company, one company acquires another. Shareholders of the transferor company do not necessarily become the shareholders of transferee company, and accounting is done purely on purchase method. Then horizontal, vertical, and conglomerate amalgamation. Horizontal firms, they are the same line of business. Vertical firms, basically and particularly for the supply chain management. Supply chain management, vertical. Conglomerate firms are unrelated business, totally different business, but they come together for doing the business. Now, legal and regulatory framework in India consists of Companies Act, National Company Law Tribunal, Competition Act, Income Tax Act, and sectoral regulation. Then process of amalgamation in India consists of, first one is a board resolution. There should be a board of both the companies to approve the scheme of amalgamation. Then there will be an application to NCLT, National Company Law Tribunal. Then there will be a meeting of the stakeholders, which was followed by NCLT sanctions by received by that time. Then you have to file the company for the registration to register of companies, that is ROC, and then implementation process, that is assets, liability, operations and transfer company, companies, etc. They vest in the transfer company. Now, strategic objective of amalgamation consists of economies of the scale. In that, there will be a reducing cost per unit through the larger operations. Then, there will be a financial strength, which is enhanced capital, which due to the enhanced capital structure. Then there will be market expansion, which have an access to the new market customer base, and diversification is reducing the business risk by diversifying into the different industries or regions. Synergy creation is also another benefit, that is combining complementary strength, such as the research and development. Regulatory mandate is sometimes the sectors like regulators encourages the amalgamation to safeguard financial stability, etc. Now, challenges in amalgamation consist of valuation dispute, cultural integration, employees issue, regulatory delays, technology and operational integration. Then there will be some cases like SBI and associate banks, HDFC and HDFC bank merger, then Sarasat Cooperative Bank and the New India Cooperative Bank, which is recently happened in 2025. Okay, this amalgamation, merger and joint venture, if you put in one table and compare it from their features, from legal entity, ownership, objective and regulatory regulation in India, you will find that in merger, legal entity, merger, one company survives, another ceases. In amalgamation, new entity is created or one absorbs the another. And in joint venture, independent entity continues. As far as ownership issue is concerned, in merger, shareholders of the transferor gets the shares in transferee. In amalgamation, ownership shifts to a new absorbing entity. And in joint venture, partner shares the equity and contractual right. Whereas the objective perspective, in merger, there will be objective will be consolidated. Then in amalgamation, synergy and restructuring happens. And in joint venture, collaboration for the specific project happens. Regulation in India consists of, for the merger, applicability of the regulation is Companies Act and NCLT. amalgamation, there will be Companies Act plus NCLT and sector-specific regulation also. And in joint venture, Companies Act, FEMA, sectoral regulation, etc., it happens. So friends, with this, we completed our discussion on other types of mergers, other types of joining together. Thank you very much.